This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed.
Here's junior editor Cole Schnell with class of 1970 WGHS grad Lawrence R. Dayton.
So how did your experience at Webster Groves High School make whom you've become?
Oh, great question. I think my experience at Webster really gave me a phenomenally strong foundation to become who I am. You know, great teachers and a lot of different types of classes, you know, the basic foundational stuff, but also, you know, here, and I think it's still the same, I got to experience not just sort of, you know, literature and social studies and policy stuff, but also all the sciences, but art and music and theater, and so having that very broad foundation really allowed me then in college and in graduate school and then in life to go wherever I wanted to go because I had that kind of balance.
And do you think there's any significant experiences that happened here that you could tell us about?
Sure. So I was at Webster between in the late 60s. So mm-hmm. it was when Webster was 10th, 11th, and 12th grade only. Mm-hmm. And so it was 67 through 1970. So that was the period of time when, you know, Martin Luther King was assassinated. It was the Civil Rights Movement. It was the Vietnam War era. Robert Kennedy was assassinated. There was a lot of social upheaval going on. And so we as students got very engaged in those issues. So not only was I learning everything I needed to learn in high school, but also doing the arts and music and theater. But then also this was a place where we got to talk about and explore our own beliefs about what was going on out in the outside world and in the community. And that was really, really important. And that was exciting at the time, but it also taught me how to stand up for what my beliefs were.
And what advice would you give a student that's currently at Webster Groves High School and just starting their journey?
So somebody who's just starting their journey today, my advice would be take advantage of the amazing education you're going to get here. Really, you know, take all the classes, study hard, but also do arts, do music, do band, do dance, do theater, and also understand what your role is and your beliefs are with what's going on in the outside community. And talk about it with your friends here and with the teachers here and understand what you individually believe and then how to stand up for that.
And how has that affected your life now?
That affects my life now. You know, what I began to learn here and then kept applying is every time I would, you know, go out in the world, either in college or graduate school or medical school or in the different jobs I've had, I have learned how to, and really starting here, how to identify what I wanted to do and what I believed in, and then how to stand up for that and talk about that and advocate for that, be it when either in school or when I was working in a job or wanting to do something in the community.
What challenges have you faced through your education all the way through high school to graduate school?
Challenges. I don't think of them as challenges. I think of them more as opportunities. Mm-hmm. So there's all of us have roadblocks. All of us have things that don't work out. There were schools that I applied to that I didn't get into that I wanted to. There were jobs that I applied to that I didn't get. But each one of those turned into, yeah, it may have been a roadblock or a challenge, but it turned into an opportunity to do something else, to apply to another job. And that always worked out for me. And so those challenges, I think you have to look at as, okay, that path isn't going to work right now. Let's find another path. And don't dwell on the path that isn't working.
All right, thank you. That's all I need.
That's it?
Yep.
Thanks.
Now here's Alan C. Henderson, WGHS, class of 1964.
And so we're going to start with the same question that we started before. How do you experience at Webster Groves High School make who you are now?
The experiences that I had in high school, I was fortunate enough to live through them. Mm-hmm. And you learn a lot that you won't try later in life, fortunately, because you start focusing on things that will sustain you into the future, not things that might injure life overnight. Mm-hmm. So I think what I learned in high school was how to make good decisions day to day, and carry that with me in the situations that I encountered down the road.
Mm-hmm. And can you elaborate more on what you'd say, how you face these situations that you've had down the road, and how West Coast High School has changed or made how you face the situations?
Well, that's a good question. I think I got a lot of diverse experiences starting in high school. We were very fortunate that we had a good cross-section of people in the high school I was able to learn how to interact with people of different racial and religious and social backgrounds, and so it wasn't always a new encounter going in situations in life where I had to deal with people that weren't the same as me. And you know, everybody reacts differently, learn different, and you have to learn how to respect that and to treat them as individuals. And I think that was a big part of it.
And what advice would you give a student at high school right now, at West Coast High School right now?
Well, I think one advice would be, if you know or think you know what you want to do, jump into it with both feet as quickly as you can. Einstein, I think, created most of his great discoveries before his early 20s. Mm-hmm. Great musicians became great musicians when they were in their teens. You've got all this time and energy to put into something, and if you know what you want to put it into, now's the time to do it. And I just wish that I had started playing harmonica when I was in high school, because I'd have had a whole different path. But anyway, so that's what I would encourage.
And what challenges have you faced throughout your journey through education, the education system, from high school to graduate school or wherever you ended?
Well, certainly one of the challenges that along the way is choosing to do the right thing as opposed to the expedient thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, whether it's preparing a paper for submission or making just day-to-day business decisions. There's many times you're in a situation where what may be the best for you is not really right. Mm-hmm. And to make those decisions that are both morally and ethically and legally correct, even though you might be able to slide by and violate those, you know, that's, I think, one of the challenges every time you face those, is to make the right decision.
And do you think that through our socio-political climate right now, that there are more of those challenges or less than when you were in high school?
Well, I think when I was in high school, we didn't make them challenges. They were just, you were just rolling with the flow. Today, they tend to take little things and blow them up into, you know, big, politicize them, okay? And so I don't think we had that so much then. But today, with all the communications advancements, it's very easy to get a lot of visibility for one particular small event, and we didn't have that.
All right, thank you. That's it.
Okay.
This has been another publication of The Echo. Thank you for tuning in. To find out more information about The Echo, search wgecho.com for our website. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed. Join us for another Echo podcast next week.